What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we got LA Live. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, so Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
I like this vape. It makes my eyes red.
Something your dad?
Yeah.
I had to leave some things behind, some parts of me behind. Ooh. So it felt like a funeral of sorts. Because you have a part of you has to die. Every time you evolve, you got to leave it back there. You know, you want it because it's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we like to resort to the familiar, even if it's toxic. You know, so you have to leave that corpse. Mm. That beautiful old you has to be left, and you have to walk forward and not look back. That's the hardest part, not leaving the people, but it's leaving your old ways and you.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I told you I'm coming with that motivation. This year I'm coming with that motivation. It's time to change, y'all. Year the Snake. This is LA Live for Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Oh!
We're busting out on the phone.
Yes, we are.
Miss Erica Badu for naming today and for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding right there in that first clip right there for you. Peace to the gods. In order to grow, you got to let it go, she said. Got to let it go.
You're still the snake, right?
Still you're the snake, Mr. Broadus. Still you're the snake. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right. I have a question for the Tolos today. I usually like to do that on Wednesdays. Question for the Tolo. Now, there has been some moments, trends, and shared experiences we've all had in this thing called life together. You know, and some of those shared experiences are, you just had to be there. I can't explain it to you, bro. You just had to be there. It took us over, man. I'll share you mine before I get to the questions. If you guys have any, you can think of it. Mine is the year 1996. I might be dating myself a little bit. I wasn't grown, but I was old enough to know better and young enough to not give a damn around that time. So I experienced 1996 the full way. And that was peak culture, ladies and gentlemen. 1996 was peak culture. We didn't even realize it. Tupac's All Eyes on Me came out, and he died. Tupac died in 1996. Jay-Z's debut album, Reasonable Doubts, dropped. The Fugees, The Score dropped. Whoa. Outkast, AT Aliens, me and you, your mama and your cousin too. The Bulls lost only 10 games that year. 10 games.
That's crazy.
82 games. They lost 10 of them. And it did a three-peat. I got to see Michael Jordan out there play, bro. Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, they debuted for the Lakers that year, fam. Bro, 1996 was peak culture. Tiger Woods turned pro that year. Oh, my gosh. 1996 Olympics with Muhammad Ali shaking that torch up there. Oh, don't drop that torch, Muhammad. Oh, man. The 1996, the Nintendo 64 dropped.
Oh,
wow. Oh my Mario God. Kart. AOL had the internet in everyone's home. Chat rooms. Printing out lyrics.
Yeah, you had to get the CD-ROM download or something like that.
You had to have the CD, and it came in the mail.
Yeah.
Use it for free. It
Floppy
wasn't
disk.
For free. Yeah. Independence Day dropped. Shout out to that one. The Scream movie, Space Jam, Nutty Professor, and that soundtrack. Oh, my gosh. Touch Me, Tease Me with Case and Foxy Brown. Case is my friend now. Wow.
Nice.
1996, creme de la creme, chef's kiss. You had to be there to fully just accept that, what I just said right there. To fully understand, you had to be there. So question for the Tolos, what's one thing you had to be there for to truly understand? What's one thing You just had to be there for it to truly understand. What do you guys think?
Rangers World Series parade.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
The parade.
You did your due diligence with that one.
That was, due diligence.
That's an all-time day.
Crazy fun.
I'm so glad you said that. Was anybody else there?
Well, I mean, Broadus and Wolchuk were definitely in the mix.
Yeah.
And Dawson made it to the broadcast position just in time to see, see the drunken.
Lucius, you had your hand over the dump button the whole day.
It was chaos.
Yeah, your hand was right. I was thinking, please don't cuss. Don't get Lucius in trouble.
It was chaos.
It was chaos.
All right, let me see. I'm going to find me a
bottle. The other one in studio was seeing the Mavs get the number one pick for the lottery.
That was great.
That was all-time excitement.
2011 Mavs winning the title. That was a great moment.
I got Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall.
You had to be there for it to fully understand.
You and Broadus, you know, like during the 80s, there was so much communism and like
communism,
Cold War talk, and it felt like all that was crumbling
right
there.
Couldn't go to the Olympics. Like 80, 84, couldn't even go to the Olympics because of all the problems there. Yeah.
Well, what's one thing you had to be there to truly understand? I asked the Tolos that follow me on Facebook, and I got answers like printing MapQuest directions.
Yes.
I know when Fandango first came out.
Who?
Fandango.
Fandango.
Oh, I can't remember what Fandango was.
It was the movie. Movies? So like, you could buy your movie tickets ahead.
Okay.
You print out the movie tickets. You could get them in advance.
That's
like
crazy.
That was a huge thing. My dad was all in love with that.
Oh, boy. We used to call movie phone. Hello, this is movie phone. And they'll tell you all the movies that are starting in your area.
Yeah. Like, instead of opening the paper, you can
movie
see them
16,
all
son of a darn. Going to Blockbuster on a Friday night is something you had to be there to truly understand.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said,
they had the best candy selection of anything. I mean, the big candy bars and big, I mean,
yeah, they were all overpriced, but you're right. You get butter popcorn in there, some ice cream.
It was big time overpriced, but man, it was
so overpriced.
Huge candy.
I loved it.
Oh, man, my mom used to print in the parking lot, like, you think you're going to drive by it, and then she hits that blinker, you're like, oh, dude, we're going to Blockbuster, bro. unlimited minutes after 7 on your cell phone. Unlimited minutes. Yeah, that was the time. I'll call you after 7. I got you, bro. I sold long distance.
Yeah. I sold long distance. I sold AOL. You know, I was there on the telephone.
You know about it then.
Jim McCormick was versatile.
Jim McCormick.
He was very versatile.
Jim McCormick.
Jim McCormick.
Whoa, Jim. Did you enjoy that knife I gave you?
taking pictures that you won't see develop for a few days. You take a photo and it's instant.
Kodak, yeah.
And there was always a little anxiety, like, is it going to come out right?
Yep. Can I get doubles for that one right there, please?
You look at the negatives. You're always like, what's going on here?
Yeah. What's one thing you had to be there to understand? This Tolo says that Chris Bosh Lincoln team. I think they went undefeated, didn't they?
In high school, right? Yeah.
What a run. I wasn't even around that time. It was 02. I think I just got out of here. When the Dave Chappelle Show dropped new episodes every Wednesday. Yeah. Everybody walking around talking about Charlie Murphy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Yeah. Dude, that was an entire movement. I think In Living Color in about 1988 was similar.
Oh my gosh, the Fly Girls.
Yeah, that whole deal was, you know, something that you would get together around the lockers first thing in the morning. And that was like, you know, how you would kind of recap stuff and make jokes and whatnot. Everything was a reference to Saturday Night Live or In Living Color.
They did Fire Marshal Bill. I know y'all seen it.
Oh, yeah. Jim Carrey, yeah.
Burning CDs. Yep. The Super Bowl run the Cowboys had in the 90s. You just had to be there for that
Live that one.
That boosted the economy right there. I'm telling you what, boy. You got you a T-shirt printing business. Go to work. Saturday morning cartoons with cereal. You had to be there for that. We don't do that like that, right?
7 a.m. This cartoon started.
Kids don't rush to the TV Saturday mornings to watch cartoons like that because it's always kind of on.
It's all streaming now.
They don't want it. You know, they either have their favorite movie or they want to watch shorter content. Well, they don't have the attention span for an 8-minute commercial or 8-minute cartoon.
The 2000 slam dunk competition. You had to be there for that.
Is that Vince Carter? I was the one that Spud Webb won in Dallas.
89?
I was there.
86, 85?
Yeah, I was there. I was at Reunion Arena that day.
Good man. Wow, Broadus?
Yeah.
Four bags of chip for a dollar. I don't remember that. I remember 50. I don't remember four bags of chip for a dollar. Y'all was out here getting it, boy. This Tolo says 9/11 as it was unfolding.
It was the craziest day I ever remember working for the Cowboys.
Chaos.
Trying to find our scouts.
That was chaos that whole day.
Yeah,
just
we
updates,
were
just updates, updates. Just listen to the radio, the TV, anything. I do this on 9/11. I go back and listen to broadcasts of that day. I just find a broadcast and I listen to it, see how they did it.
It's crazy. And I remember walking outside and with no airplanes in the air. And I used to live like on the flight lines for Love Field and DFW.
Oh, yeah.
And to walk outside and not see an airplane for like 3 days was crazy.
Let's see here. Janet Jackson, Super Bowl booby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was with Justin Timberlake, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, he threw her under the bus. Poor Justin. Why'd you do it like that, Josh?
He said it. He said he was going to have her naked by the end of the song.
He was involved with it. He knew where to pool and everything. Oh, yeah. It was a bit. Boop. And he threw her under the bus. But that was nasty work right there by Mr. Justin, man in the woods.
There was outrage about that.
People lost their minds.
Yeah.
That big old black booby came out and folks' heads just exploded.
Oh, my God.
Blooby.
Wasn't the middle part still covered?
It had a ring on it.
It was kind of covered? Yeah.
It had a ring on it.
A little tassel.
Okay. Yeah.
Very 1920s.
Human body. You know?
Choosing a song to record on your voicemail. Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Your ringtone.
House party era. Yeah, when you just show up at somebody's house and have a party, red light, and then put that red light going. The moon landing.
I was there, 6 years old.
Did everybody stop like I see on TV where they show like the little black and white TVs and people are shopping? Then they say the moon, and
it is basically like 3 a.m.
What?
It wasn't even a daytime thing. It was like
so they replayed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but like I remember staying up and watching it as a kid, like. Just waking up.
First time you ever got ball sacked.
Yeah, that's what Dutch tells me. I got ball sacked on that one. He goes, "Look, man, their shoes don't match what was on the moon. Can't you tell? Can't you tell that? What kind of idiot are you, Broadus?
Look, dude.
Like, yeah, Dutch, can I get you another beer?"
This Tolo says watching the American Gladiator, or I think it's just Gladiator movie, but I thought about the American Gladiators.
Yeah.
That was a time, bro.
Yeah,
that was a time right there.
Yeah. It was huge. I mean, oftentimes after the NFL slate, you know, it might even been before Sunday Night Football. Here comes some fun.
Yeah,
you know, and giant tennis ball guns.
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to hate those nicknames, though. Here's Turbo! I'm like, what a goofy name, bro.
Yeah.
Double Nike socks. You had to be there for that time. I still do that.
What basketball player broke out the double socks? Who was the double socks guy?
Wasn't that the Michigan?
Oh, was
Chris
that
Webber?
The Fabs?
They had those black,
the Fabs,
yeah, they had the black socks and whatnot. Yeah, and then Deion used to bunch them up.
That's right.
Recording music from a tape on the radio. Yeah, I used to do that. You had to hit your hand. Yeah. You record and play at the same time and try to catch it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I should just let it play. I love the DJ talking, but not the commercials. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I love the DJ talking. Drunk brought us at the Texas Rangers World Series Parade.
Yeah.
You had to be there for that.
Thank you.
Oh.
Imagine turning your radio on and not even really knowing what's going on. You just hear this drunk dude just going crazy, bro.
Imagine that. It's pure gold.
Yeah.
Legendary.
I got called in by the boss. Purdy called me the next day. I thought I was gone. He goes, "I want to tell you, that's some of those compelling radio you were."
That was great.
I don't know what you were going to say.
I was just like, "Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that."
That's the type of stuff we're looking for around here. More drunkenness, please.
More drunkenness.
Yeah. Kappa Beach. Shout out to Kappa Beach. You had to truly be there to understand Kappa Beach. I love that. Headed to the Kappa on folks swangers and adapters. Big old beach party out there put on by the Kappa fraternity. Apparently. Y2K. You had to be there for that fear of Y2K.
Start of MTV.
The start of MTV. Oh, my God. MTV used to play videos all around the clock.
It was amazing. They actually used to play music.
It was
amazing. It was the start of it. It was cool.
Hold on. Let me get my beats back. Ah, there we go. T-shirts with the Looney Tune characters wearing baggy clothes. Yep. I used to do that. Chirp phones.
Oh, chirp phones.
The chirp phones. Yeah. What else we got? Coney 2012. Do you guys remember that?
Oh,
Coney,
yes.
Coney 2012.
Yes.
You had to be there to understand that,
that was
right
a
there.
Big thing.
Wasn't it a scam?
It did end up being a scam, I think. Yeah, absolutely.
Coney 2012. Big scam right there.
We all
there.
Thought, like, oh, we're going to help these poor kids.
Yeah.
Nope.
Somebody was getting that money.
Nope. Oh, the OJ chase and trial.
OJ, yeah, you definitely.
94.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Lock-in skating parties. I don't know if they do that anymore, but oh, that used to be a thing. The lock-ins.
I'm not going to lock my kids in there. No super music.
I'll see you in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. Especially these boys. Get them away from that. Clubs before sections and couches replaced the dance floors. You had to be there for that. We used to actually dance in the clubs. Be sweating.
Sweating
in business clothes. We had to wear business clothes. You wasn't getting in the club. Hmm. They look at you and say, no Jordans allowed.
Yeah, no athletic apparel.
Yeah, no Jordans
allowed. Now we wear them on the news.
Now
we're doing evening news with Jordans on.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Last one, you had to be there to truly understand. I think this guy's being funny, but I respect it. When Cash Money took over for the 99 in the 2000s. Yeah.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yo, MTV Raps, you guys got some good ones on the fan text.
Yeah,
you guys have some great ones. Miss Cleo, call me now for your free reading.
When Obama, I mean, MTV was the thing. It was the hangout. It was the backtrack
spring
for
break
everybody.
Was awesome.
The grind.
Oh, yeah, everything. Oh, yeah.
I used to watch this thing called BET Uncut.
They took it to another level, didn't they?
Boy, there's songs on there.
Yeah.
The booty shaking.
Yeah. Oh, my. You're getting freaky tonight. Oh, won't you tell me what that thing smell like? Whoa! Whoa! All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise on a Thirsty Thursday ladies' night. Y'all be safe out there. I'll holla. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. Let's talk some Cowboys draft, the top 10 candidates that make sense at 12. We got some mocks. And it will do that more and more. We got 1 hour to go here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.